Let's get right to Tropical Storm Harvey, which is causing catastrophic flooding in East Texas, including in Houston and Galveston. In some counties, there's already been up to 30 inches of rain. Joining us now is Louis Uccellini, the director of the National Weather Service. Dr. Uccellini, welcome.
Glad to be here.
And what are your main concerns at this point with Harvey?
Well, Harvey, as predicted, is turning out to be an extreme rainfall producer and a prolonged event. And this morning we saw a very heavy rainfall move into eastern Texas, western Louisiana. And there was a slight pause over Houston, but that rain is now redeveloping right over the Houston metropolitan area and has the potential of producing another 15 inches of rain over the next couple of days. So very, very concerned about that whole area. And I should also note that the circulation of the storm has drifted back towards the southeast and is actually located right on the coast. So it has a great opportunity to develop slightly, but more importantly, sustain the circulation, which will bring that moisture-laden air over Texas and southwest and western Louisiana.
What's your forecast at this point about where the storm exactly is going to go?
Well, the National Hurricane Center is forecasting a track that drifts slightly southeast from its current location. And then by Wednesday morning, it'll be located right off of the Galveston Bay. And then by Thursday morning, move up into eastern Texas and weaken into a depression. You can see from that, we're dealing with a very slow-moving storm system, which is adding to the potential for devastating impacts in that area.
And just remind us why it's so slow-moving, why it has kind of stalled out over Texas.
Well, as is the case in the summer, the upper-level flow regime is relatively weak in the southern half of the country, especially over the Gulf of Mexico. If you do have a steering current, as we call it, these storms can move along at about 15, 20 miles an hour as they make landfall and then move on up towards the north-northeast. In this case, very weak flow, and in a very real sense, the storm is creating its own circulation system all the way up through the atmosphere in its own steering current. So it's circling around and right now drifting towards the southeast.
The National Weather Service tweeted yesterday that, quote, this event is unprecedented and all impacts are unknown and beyond anything experienced. Tell us what was so unprecedented about this storm.
We, of course, are seeing extreme rainfall rates with the bands that are circulating up into Texas and now western Louisiana. But it's the prolonged nature of the bands. They last for hours. They train individual cells right over the same areas, giving very extreme rainfall rates over a short period of time. For example, Houston had close to 2 feet of rain overnight, Friday night into Saturday morning. And then the whole slow movement of the storm not only keeps that kind of precipitation potential alive, but it covers a large area. So we're seeing now a large area of 2 feet or above, you know, from south central Texas all the way up towards Houston. Eastern Texas is getting in the act, western Louisiana. So we got this very large area of extreme rainfall rates and total rainfall expected with this event. As we've said in our forecast, you can get individual locations getting up to 50 inches of rain when all is said and done. So that's the reason. The impact is beyond catastrophic, as some of our partners have indicated that are on the ground, and it's just the aerial extent. And let's not forget, when this storm made landfall, it made landfall as a Category 4, the first one since 1961 in the state of Texas, with a very large surge, 6 to 12 feet, over a large area extending northeast from where it made landfall. So we're still assessing the damage associated with that from Friday night. So all in all, it's really an incredible event.
We remember back to Hurricane Katrina, though, and after the initial hit, some people thought that they were out of the woods, and then we learned days later that that was not the case at all. Are you worried about that at all in this case?
Well, this is why we're emphasizing, in fact, our partners in FEMA and the state of Texas, the local emergency management community is cautioning that they haven't even gotten into some of these areas yet. So the assessment is ongoing. The life-saving activities are ongoing. And it's going to take days, if not weeks, to make a full assessment of the impact. With Katrina, the nature of the surge wasn't recognized early on. And then, of course, when the levees gave, it just exacerbated the damage. So, you know, we're dealing with a very extreme event from a water perspective, whether it was the surge on Friday night or the continuing rainfall that can go on now. We're looking at heavy rains affecting this area right towards the end of the week. So this system is not over by a large stretch, and therefore the tweet that we sent out yesterday.
That's Louis Uccellini, who is the director of the National Weather Service. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.